fitness coordinator for the Williamson Community Fitness Center. All this week we've been talking to different experts trying to help us all get our game together when it comes to taking care of our bodies and our minds as well. We're going to talk with Matt about somewhat of a newer phenomenon that's coming to light lately, and that's getting extra training, specialized training for our kids who are athletes. Matt, good morning to you.
What's happening, Tony?
Well, there are a lot of parents that are seeking more training to get their kids to perform better in games. Talk about what you do at the Williamson Community Center.
Well, what we've done is just through the process of working with the high school athletes, some of the parents have seen, you know, the equipment that we use and the drills that we do. And they understand that the kids are on the Xbox a lot. They're on the PlayStation. They're not getting outside like kids used to, like I used to. And what we're trying to do is counteract the technology effect. And it's also, you know, a lot of the skill agility work we do with the younger kids. It's footwork. It's how to position your body, keeping your body in a functional position while actually doing the drill. So these are all things that help the athlete.
What's the age range for some of these kids, especially the youngest that you deal with, and more specifically, what are the exercises that they're doing?
The youngest I have right now is a fifth grade girl, and she's a pretty good little athlete. And then I got them all the way through the high school ages. The younger kids, we mainly just do skill agility. It's 30 to 40 minutes of either speed ladder, plyo boxes, five dot drills. We employ the Vertimax a little bit to work on jumping. And then as they go up in age, once they get to right around the middle school age, I employ some strength training, but we use our TRX bands, and we actually do body weight suspension training. We don't really put them on the hammer strength machines. I don't usually put the kids on the machines until they're in high school.
So ninth grade is what you recommend for kids to start training, strength training with weights?
No, I mean, they can do push-ups and stuff like that. And they can do the TRX. If you've got some light dumbbells at home, they can do some pressing exercises, some bent over rows. It used to be people thought, you don't want kids to strength train because you'll stunt their growth and all that stuff. But, the studies have shown that it's not really true. It's more of a myth than anything. But the main thing with the younger kids and keeping them off the machines is just they have the propensity to want to put weight on because, it's like, well, the more plates I have on, it looks like I'm doing something, and there's an injury issue there. That's more what it is than anything else. It's just an injury issue.
Do you see a problem with parents? As you were telling me, there was a very prominent three-sport athlete who had the opportunity to play sports in college, and he got a little turned off by it because of maybe some pushing by some of his parents. How do you handle that?
First of all, the parents can come to me, but in the course of working with the kid, I actually develop a relationship with the kid. I haven't had it yet, but if I start to see the kids, kind of acting lethargic, doesn't really seem like they want to be there, then I'm going to address that with the parent and say, hey, maybe we ought to back down a little bit. Part of the insight I have, having been, a former athlete, wrestled on a world level and at Michigan State, is, I understand training cycles. And that's something, people think if you work hard all the time, you're going to get better. And that's not exactly true. You need to have rest cycles. You need to have downtime. You're talking about a three-sport athlete. That kid was always running. Like, he was always doing baseball, basketball, football. He never got a break, sometimes, kids need to be kids. When I coached wrestling right after the season, when we got done at Auburn Hills, the first thing I told the kids was, you got 2 weeks off, go be a kid. Go have fun, play video games, eat pizza. You have to understand that, the kids need that downtime. Anybody needs downtime, but, the kids need time to be kids.
All right, Matt Lamb is the fitness coordinator at the Williamson Community Fitness Center. Have a happy new year, Matt. Thanks so much.
Hey, you too, Tony.